כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
Mizma kito izamnu lenikenum godel adinenu gafkoyach. We're up to the pasuk godel adinenu gafkoyach lisunosoi ein mizma. So he said this is a special mizma focusing on a deeper approach and understanding of the relation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. He started off with Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, or even before that, he started with Zanu Elikeinu. He is our God. We have a special question. That's the tremendous simcha we have. And together with that, we know that throughout history, Hashem is with us, whether we have the Beis HaMikdash or we don't. Hashem is building up the Beis HaMikdash. He is guiding us towards the Golus, to the final Gula. He has never forsaken us and never will at any point of our lives. And that's what we pointed out, that even people are Shvurei Leiv, that they're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will bring them out of their Atzlus, their Holy Zid, the Simcha, because they know that they're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if one thinks, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep Cheshvin of all of Klal Yisrael? Why do we still call him? He keeps a cheshbon exactly of where every star in the universe is. He places them in the right place, in the right size, in the right position, so the universe can continue. Nothing will be different. Nothing would survive. We even know that there's four basic forces in the world. The weak force, the strong force, electromagnetic, gravitational. Each one has certain numbers. And if numbers would be off, nothing would exist. Hashem makes everything exact, and the difference between the numbers are impossible to imagine even. But that's the way Hashem does everything. Everything by Him is exact, by us we can't even imagine it. And I was saying, God l'adineinu, once again, our Adon, we are appointing Him, kind of appointing, relating to Him as the Master. We're putting ourselves in His hand, and that is the secret to a success in life. That's the secret to a happy life. I am not the Adon. I'm not the Master. I'm the Eved of Hashem. Hashem is Adonenu. He's not Stama Adon Ha'oretz. Our personal Adon is a Master who cares for us, takes care of all our needs, just like a good Master does. If he has Eved that he loves, they give him everything. The Eved doesn't have to worry about anything, because the Master can take everything. That's what we're saying. Godel Adonenu. Even at times we're in Golus, we may feel that we don't see so clearly the Yad Hashem, we have to mechazik every morning, like Rav Melech would do, in all the trials and tribulations that he went through in life. God l'adoneinu, He is my Adon. That the term of Adon was first used by Avram Avinu. He's the first one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. And reminding ourselves also that relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just something that started today. It's been from the time of Avram Avinu, with the nisim of Avram Avinu, the Ashkoch that he had, the Siyat HaShemayim that he had, that accompanies us throughout history. Rav Koyach, no one can overpower Kodesh Baruch Hu. Different nations of the world sometimes seem to be in power and we seem to be insignificant, but we always see that they fall. Because the one who is more powerful than them is Kodesh Baruch Hu. And He will tackle them when the time comes, and He will keep us going always. Lisvunosei ein mispo. The word lisvunosei ein mispo, simple reading doesn't really make sense. Tvune is a deeper understanding, seeing below the surface, seeing what's behind this whole system. So what does it mean ein mispo? There's no number to it. Tvune is not something that you can't. Tvune is something that you perceive. It could be ein cheker. It's very deep. Ein mispo. So one explanation is the saying is, expression of His Tvune are all the creations that He created. Every creation has its Tvune, has its inner workings that Hashem put into it. There's much more than meets the eye. Every planet, every star has its koyfas that Hashem put into it. And everything on this planet Earth also. There's nothing simple. Every from one cell creature, one of the most amazing things, that one cell is a whole country of things interacting with one another, and Kavachayim, the larger creatures. So we're saying, listen, we're not saying this, but the things that represent the Tehuna, the depth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no limit to them. There's so many of those things around. When we think of that, our Hashem gave the Tehuna everything what it needs. From the microbes to the ants, to the elephants, to the planets, to the stars. Everything was thought out perfectly. The Kavachimah for us, which is Adonainu Eloheinu, is the one who has a personal relationship. Where the purpose of the creation, he definitely, with his Tehuna, is always looking out and giving us what is best for us. If Hashem with this, we'll be able to always feel that closeness to Hashem, uplifting feeling, and the Simcha Shavuot. Call to
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol Halashon 03-617-1111